Now, even as the U.S. faces the threat from North Korea, it is trying to guard against threats to airplanes. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke about that over the weekend, and we're going to speak about it now with NPR analyst Cokie Roberts, who joins us most Monday mornings. Cokie, good morning once again.
Hi, Steve.
So what is the Secretary of State saying?
Well, she says she doesn't want to second-guess the security officials, but when she was asked on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday whether she would submit to the kinds of intrusive pat-downs that a lot of passengers are complaining about, here's what she had to say.
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
Now, of course, passengers protest that they can't avoid it, and some are threatening to have something of a sit-in or a stand-in on Wednesday, the busiest day of the travel day of the year, to slow things down even more.
Do you have any sense about how widespread the discontent is here?
Well, I think that the TSA says that 80% of the American people accept security, but it's clearly making both passengers and especially pilots cranky, and Congress is vowing to hold hearings as soon as they come back. And I think that, you know, the problem that people are finding is that if you travel a lot, you just don't see a whole lot of common sense. You know, kids are crying because their snow globes have been confiscated, and, and we've all seen formerly what were called absolutely necessary security requirements suddenly aren't security requirements anymore. They come and go. But I think the administration figures that passenger and pilot complaints pale in comparison to any real attack, and so they're going to be very cautious.
I want to make sure I understand the 80% figure you gave. The TSA is saying that 80% of the people go through these high-tech scanners?
No, 80% of the people say that it's fine with them to have enhanced security.
Oh, okay. And the other 20% are
right.
Quite angry, to say the least. Plenty of people are angry at various things the government is doing. That was certainly shown in the election earlier this month. And now President Obama is trying to reach out to some people who have not been terribly happy with him, or at least not universally happy with him. Corporate CEOs, what's he doing?
You know, it's interesting. The president is apparently considering having a retreat with corporate CEOs and maybe a walk-in to the Chamber of Commerce building, which, as you know, is right across the street, across Lafayette Park from the White House. Chamber of Commerce spent tens of millions of dollars in the last election of trying to defeat Democrats and succeeding in many cases. But now the administration wants to work together with them on issues like trade and job creation. It's interesting, Steve, because there's apparently, according to all reports, a huge sense in the business community that this administration is anti-business with Wall Street regulations and some new taxes. And of course, as you know, there's a sense among voters that Washington has pampered rich CEOs with bailouts and TARPs and all of that. So the president's going to have to walk a fine line here if he reaches out to business. And he is looking, of course, already to his own reelection, because that's where we are now, looking to 2012.
Which is where many people will be looking as Sarah Palin publishes a new book this week.
Yes, she has a new book coming out tomorrow. She has a new television show. There are reports that she might have a new team on the ground in Iowa, which certainly leads you to believe that she is thinking about that presidential run. Now, there are a lot of Republicans very worried about that. And Barbara Bush said on Larry King that Sarah Palin seemed very happy in Alaska. She might like to stay there. But I think that she is certainly taking a look at this presidential run. And if she decides not to do it, new books, new TV shows, that'll be money in the bank.
Republicans worried because why? They don't think she could win in the general election?
That's right. They think that she's not a candidate at the moment, at least, who has the credibility to win in a general election.
Okay, thanks very much. That's analysis on this Monday morning from NPR's Cokie Roberts.